From the WCVE Newsroom in Richmond, I'm John Ogle. Dr. Peter Bowling set up VCU's House Calls program in 1984. It has served more than 5,000 homebound elderly patients.
I've been looking for a better way to bring that model of care to the general American public, and particularly the geriatric population.
For the past 2 years, at 19 sites across the country, the concept has been undergoing thorough testing.
In relatively urban areas, in relatively rural areas, programs based in home health agencies, programs predominantly involving nurse practitioners, some large corporate entities, some academic-based organizations, a whole variety of different types.
Many people remember when house calls by doctors were common.
I like to think of it as the touchy-feely aspects of that, which are very important to healing, are retained, but we're adding a whole lot more. So when we come to make a house call now, we have a computerized electronic health record. We can do an X-ray in the house, an EKG, on-site lab testing. We can put in telemonitoring devices to keep track of people short-term. We can measure their oxygen levels.
Today's house call uses today's technology.
We're going to see a rapid expansion of this kind of technology, but it's absolutely true with a disposable device that it looks like a large Band-Aid that you can put on someone's chest, costs about $17, and an appropriate kind of link to the internet. You can transmit things like the pulse, the oxygen levels, even the blood pressure, the respiratory rate on an ongoing basis to a central location.
Elderly patients can avoid ambulance rides to emergency rooms if their conditions can be managed from home, Dr. Bowling added, and that could save the Medicare program billions of dollars a year.
I think this sort of approach is going to be very popular.
John Ogle, WCVE News.